Valete. For a few years at the beginning of the 1990s, I worked part-time for the Department of Trade and Industry in their regional office in Birmingham. I was appointed Enterprise Advisor with the Civil Service rank of Assistant Secretary. My task was to lead a team of Enterprise Counsellors, all former senior businessmen, who provided business advice to small and medium-sized businesses, signposting them to sources of government help. This poem was written for a celebration to mark the end of the DTI programme. It is hard to believe we have been at it so long. 7 years ago, persuaded by Peter to give our service for what is verily a song, this rhyme isn't as easy as following the meter. Yes, it was Peter who retaught us to write reports and to refer ever readily to our signposting guide. It was Peter who warned of our clients, all sorts, with funny figures in the books and hidden agendas on the side. Was it, I wonder, from a sense of despair that they gave the job of enterprise advisor to one of us? Or was it, to be fair, that in practice they were none the wiser about how to organise this charismatic army, as motley a crew as one could find, with a sense of public duty that would drive a cynic balmy, and a cocktail of expertise of a special kind? I can truthfully say that I've liked it a lot. I have come to admire the work of my team. I have occupied with pride my privileged spot, situated as it is about midway between bureaucracy on the one hand and business on the other. Staff and counsellors alike have eased my task. Observing procedures and reading reports has been no bother. If they want me again, they have only to ask. So goodbye, client. Farewell, scheme contractor. Cheerio, chaps. It's time to fold our tents. Bow once more to the DTI, our mutual benefactor, and once again return to our private bents.